Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Tov Samach Zayin. And we began yesterday Siv Ches, and we're going to pick up two lines from the bottom on Ayin Omud Beis. And we started reading the Ramah yesterday. I think I said by accident the Mechaber. It's the Ramah, two lines from the bottom. Ute'enim Yaveshim Va'anovim Yaveshim Shekorim Rosine. Dried fruits will be the subject of today's shiur to a large extent. And these dried figs or dried grapes, known as raisins, and even the dried figs had this name Rosini, raisin fruit. In any event, Gedolim Uktanim, whether they're large or whether they're small, different places had different customs as to whether they use this or not, because the chashash is whether they were mixed in with flour. Kiyesh machmir, in the Ramah says, shalola ochlan v'yesh mekilim. Some places were machmir not to eat them. Of course, if there was a known chametz, of course you can't eat it. But just as a general chashash, some places were machmir and didn't eat it, and other places were mekil. And therefore, the Ramah concludes, and he says, lekach nagu b'medino seilu lahachmir, he says, the custom amongst the Ashkenazic communities of Europe was to be machmir, shalolechol shum peiros yuvesh, not to have any dried fruits over here, unless unless you were certain over here that they were dried in a way that didn't involve potentially becoming chametz. Now, this is a big subject. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's start with Siv Katan Chavav, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Yesh Chashash, we're concerned over here, where there is a concern, Shemafazim Aleim Kemach Bishor Shemiyapshin Osam, that they would sprinkle flour on them during the drying process. Vanovim and the grapes, Regilin Liyavshun Betanur Eitzalapas, and likewise they would often go and make the raisins from grapes by putting them in an oven near bread, or right after they baked bread, and therefore we're concerned over here that they became chametz. But there are other places where they dried them without using any flour, and they dried them in the sun. And therefore, it depends how they're made. If they're made in a potential for chametz, then you can't use them on Pesach. If there's no potential for chametz, then there's nothing wrong with fruits. They're obviously not chametz. Now, Siv Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hayin Mitamanal, the reason why the minog became not to go and eat them, lo lecho shum peiros, he says because of the concern that we just raised. Umikol Malkum, he says, Noagim hetel lasos mehem mashke bepesach, but you can go and make a beverage from these dried fruits on Pesach. What does that mean? Dahainu shishorin osam b'mayim, you soak them in water. Achin nikla taimam besoch hamayim, you make a raisin drink over here that the raisins or the dried figs are soaked in water, and the water absorbs the taste from the raisins or the figs, and then v'shos in the mayim v'pesach, and you drink that flavored water on Pesach. And the reasoning is, d'kivon she'en b'hem ele chashash bi'almo, since the whole concern over here was only a chashash, and maybe that there's some flour on it, ein machmirim kol kach, we're not machmir so much so, less or af mei shriyosan, to even exclude from drink the water that was soaked in these raisins. However, but we don't go and cook it on Pesach to drink this water that is cooked on Pesach. Lefish aydei habishul, because via the cooking of these raisins over here, nikla taimam b'mayim yoser me'aydei shriya, the taste comes out more so than just the soaking. And therefore, if there is a taste over here of chametz, we're concerned it comes into the water. In some places, even more machmir, they said not only can't you cook it, but you can't even soak it and drink that water. Unless it was all done before Pesach. If you soaked it or cooked it before Pesach, then it's not a problem. And likewise, the Chaim Shari Tshuva, he brings down in the Shari Tshuva via in the name of the Nod B'Yehuda, B'Shem HaNod B'Yehuda, Maskim Shalachat Chila Noch L'Achmir, that one should ideally be Machmir over here. And therefore, V'al Kein Tov, L'Sanin Arotiv Min HaPeros Be'er of Pesach Kodim Alayla, therefore, go and strain off the juices that come out from the fruits on Erev Pesach before it's night. And then, even if there were, be the Ozafilu Hoya Ma'at Kemach Nidbak Al HaPeros, if there was a little bit of flour that was attached, adhesed to the peros, v'nisar v'soch harotiv, and then it got into the juices from the fruit, batal b'shishim, since it's before the Zman Isser of Koris, it would be batal b'shishim, and then it wouldn't be chozer v'niyar. The issue footnote number 34 brings down from the Magen Avraham, Sha'af api shechoshishin shemo nidbak behem ad chametz, even though we're concerned over here that maybe a little bit of chametz got attached over here to the dried fruits, shari mitam zenogim shalol echosom, that's why we don't eat it. Nevertheless, the mashka that comes out, mikol mokom, it's a mashka shenasim emut lishtosh, you can drink the liquid over here. Why? Lefisha chometz batal b'shisha b'mayim, because any chometz that did get in there would be batal in the water, and it's not a problem to drink it. And he adds, this is even true,
im hamashki nasim pesach atzmo, it's still going to be mutter. Wait a second, that little bit of flour that's there is also b'mashu. Nevertheless, he says, hol the isra mashu enol in the rabbanon. This is only an isra midrabbanon, lohech mirubo b'sofik. So it's only a sofik over here, therefore the rabbis were not machmir. The Magen Avraham adds, sha'afu pishyesh shemiyavshim esaperos b'tanur shofu bolechem, even though some people dry out the fruits in an oven that had previously been baked bread, v'aperos kiblu es tamalechem, and they can pick up in the fruits the taste of the bread, v'imkein tzor shiyah b'mayim shishim k'neged aperos, and then you'd really need to have in the water 60 against not the taste of the chometz, but the taste of the amount of the peros that are there, sha'ar elu yaduah kamo chometz in blow, because we don't know how much chometz they absorbed. Nevertheless, even in this situation, kiven shebolu satam hachometz kodem Pesach, since this was done before Pesach, v'dayin lo nohag isu chometz, and it's not really usur right now, so then this is actually going to be something called nosein tam by nosein tam leheter, not by not leheter, which he spoke about many times previously already. And even though the Ramah paskin in simin tof mem zayin shechometz shenivla kodem Pesach eino nidon keheter bola, we had a whole discussion there whether it's Isura bala or tera bala. So even though there are more passing that we don't view it as a tera bala, here, however, Shane's ala sofek in my parents' bala chomets. Here, we're not certain that they, in fact, had chomets inside of them. So you can be mekel and dan this chomets, shenif la kodem pesach, as a tera bala, because it's not even certain that anything did get absorbed. He further brings down from the Hagos from Akiva Eger, who questions this market problem, and he brings down that the Ramah earlier it was machmir in chomets shenivla bekli kodem pesach. Even in a situation of sofek, not barnat, we just said, the Magen Avraham says, sofek, not barnat, is considered bol ha-tera. So the Ramah seems not to agree with that. So the Ramah writes, shom she'osu lecho b'pesach, maichol shatav shu b'chli chomitz kodem b'pesach. So how does the Magen Avraham say over here that that is allowed? And that's the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and left with a tzorach iyun. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavches, and he tells us that you're allowed to use the dried fruits in a situation where there's no chashash of chametz, because there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the fruits. The Mishnah Berurah explains of Katan Chavches, kigon shiyadua lo shenis yavish b'shemes, was certain over here that it wasn't in an oven that had been baked bread, that's how it get dried out, but it was in the sun. It dried out in the sun, o b'taner liach hechsher, or in a kosher l'pesach taner. And therefore, in this situation, you can have the dried fruits. The Ramah continues and tells us v'tzukar sugar. Also, liochlo, you're not allowed to have sugar on Pesach. Wow, is that really correct? And he says, v'afilu lashosa also, he brings out from the Trumas Hadeshen that you're not even allowed to keep sugar in your house, you have to sell it or get rid of it. Is that the halacha l'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, v'afilu lashosa also, and siv katan chavtes, and he tells us, why is sugar no good? Ki yesh chashash shema arvin bo kema, because in their sugar in those days, there was a concern that they in fact mixed in flour with it. However, he brings down v'achronim iskimu the oso sh'onu korin hut shukar. The achronim, he brings this down in the Sharetzion Os Memches, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Chuk Yaakov, the Beis Meir, and other achronim. They bring down this hut shukar, which is not annotated, but if you look at the bottom over here in the Tirgum, in number 4, this is chatichos sukar hasuyim kimin kova. This is pieces of sugar that are somehow made like into a hat structure. I don't know exactly what they're referring to over here. Sha'asi kikova, the Mishnah Berurah himself says it's like some sort of a hat structure. In other words, pieces of sugar over here known as hut shukar. Nizbar al pi chakiras umnim, it is clear from the experts, she'ein ma'arvin bokema. This type of sugar has no flour mixed into it, and therefore it was good. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, he says, because of the other sugars that are no good, the minhag was to sell it and not use it on Pesach. Ubidiyavid, even if you didn't sell it, mutaleach Pesach, because it's not really chomech shovelas a Pesach. And he says, there also was an opinion, so as we'll see in a moment, that many people would eat this on the last day, because it's only midrabanan, sveka dioma, and therefore they would even use it on the last day. But then he brings down, and this is the cooler that many of us rely upon, and that is those that eat sugar on Pesach, is if it has a hechsher, they're guaranteeing over here, kosher, a good hashkacha, tells you that it in fact has no flour mixed in, and there is no chashash of chametz, then we're allowed to use it even lechatchila. However, he says, "Ochei natzukosh osui dak dak." He says, "Very finely ground sugar." Yesh bo yoser chashash chametz mitarovas kemach. The osul hashosu. He says, "In those days, that the very finely ground sugar was more likely to have flour mixed in with it, and you're not allowed to even keep that in your possession on Pesach. You have to sell it." However, he says, "Mekomokum b'diavish ova b'yishol some." But if you didn't sell it and you had it in your possession, mashma miachron de'ain lesor gamaze. It's really not chomish ovalas of Pesach. The issue footnote number 35 brings down that many gedolim were machmer on this. Some were so machmer over here, the minig was, and by Pesach we say kol machmer is a meshubach, which is not the normative approach that we have. We don't try to look for chumers, but on Pesach minig Yisrael was many people would be machmer more than was absolutely necessary, and they would only use those people that had this minig. They would only use sugar cubes that had a hechsher on them, and that was certain that it didn't have flour mixed in. The issue foot number 36 brings down, if you have a tarovis of kemach and sugar, so then the flour and sugar, the Yeshua Yaakov writes, Nidonis katur v'shalach b'lach. It's considered a lach b'lach, and lach b'lach before Pesach is bottle b'shishim, and therefore it's not chosev v'nir. And therefore, the Yeshua Yaakov asks, Madu eina kemach batel b'sukkah? Why don't we say that the flour that maybe had been put in there is batel in the sugar, which is certainly more than 60 against it, because we certainly don't notice any taste of the flour in the sugar. And normally, tarovas lach b'lach, we don't have a concern, it's batel, and it's not chozer v'nir. Therefore, he suggests, Shev shor shatam she'osrim es ha-sukkah, the reason why the Yeshua Yaakov says that we are asering over here flour and sugar, is not because of a chashash that you have chometz flour in there, but that you actually have koshel and pesach flour in there. And now, im yishtamish besukkah bepesach yovo akemach l'chibotz, now you're going to put it in something that could become water. With the chametz, it's going to become chametz on Pesach itself. It's not batel because it's heter, but heter is not batel. And therefore, that's the concern the Yeshua Yaakov says. It's actually not chametz dicha flour we're concerned about, it's Pesach dicha flour that you're concerned about. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ayin the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva here is a long Shari Tshuva, Sivkot and Tezvav, tells us many great gedolim that allowed sugar on the various situations. And you basically have to really have a good hashkach. If you have a good hashkach and you know for certain that it's not a concern, he says, especially with brown sugar, it's not a concern because you could see it. In any event, he says that under the right hashkach situations, one can be makom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'da demine belilos tzukor shemechapim behemine peros ubesamim. However, he says, if you have mixtures, confections of sugar and all sorts of fruits and besamim and spices, v'koshikin osan asuyin kimin charoros ketanos mebelilos sukor, and when you have these blocks of sugar over here that have these mixtures inside of them, then certainly you have to be concerned. Hiskimu achronim devadi yesh lochosh shemi yesh behem tarovos chametz. There is very high likelihood that there's a tarovos of chametz mixed in, and you shouldn't even keep that. But also lahashos bidina, you shouldn't keep that in your possession. You should sell it with your chametz. The koshkein certainly not laochlim afilu biyon tavachos shogolis, and you certainly shouldn't eat it on Pesach and not even on the last day because there's a real concern of chametz over here. Bottom line is, sugar needs a good hashkocha on Pesach for certain, and there are those that even wouldn't use sugar in certain situations, even if it has a good hashkocha. Harei ze meshubach, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Now we continue, the Ramah tells us, so beyom tov ha'achron, on the last day, since it's only midrabanan, it's not really Pesach, albeit we keep all the laws of Pesach, so some were makel with certain rules. We spoke about this with Gebrux, the soul too over here, ochlin peiros yveshim, even people who didn't eat dried fruit all of Pesach would eat it on the last day, and likewise with sukkah, kandel, and a certain type of sugar, you can see in the Tirgum, Oats number two at the bottom, he tells us this is blocks of sugar that came from a certain country called Candia. I don't think it's Canada. I'm not sure what country that actually is. And he says, She'ein bo chashash chimutz. There's no real concern of chametz, so you can have it on the last day. He brings it down in the name of the Mariel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed explains because the last day of Pesach is really Yom Tishen Shogolius, Kivan Shud Rabbanon. The whole din is only a din Rabbanon. We're not machmir, lo machmirinam, bedover she'en bo rak hashash b'yamba. We don't have to be machmir when there's only really no real knowledge of its chametz, just a chashash. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, he says all these various things we can be makel on the last day of Pesach in Golus. Ein ze hatzukah amavushal anechtach lechatik roshonakor mitzukah kandel. He says, this tzukah kandel here is not what we call tzukah kandel. He says that we cut pieces of sugar up, those blocks of sugar that were common in the Mishnah Berurah's days, said that really was a concern and you shouldn't keep those and you should definitely sell those. You can't eat them not only during Pesach but not even on the last day of Pesach because there's a real concern of chametz. This sugar that he's talking about, this is a certain sugar that came from a country called Candia, and this is like the chatichos that we said are like the kova that he spoke about earlier, which is okay. And they were certain that this doesn't have any chashash of chometz. However, he says we call makom b'shar yomim ein lochem, but the minhag was not to eat them during the rest of Pesach. Kimei de hechsher, unless it has a good hechsher. Kidei shelo yavo lohaku gam b'blilos sukkah. So you shouldn't eat the ones that aren't good that do have a concern. The issue footnote number 37 says therefore, when you have over here processed foods and drinks that are made with sugars. So Yashiv Zatzal brings down, afilum lo yadua sheish lem markivim shel chomitz, even if there's no knowledge that they really have chomitz inside of them, ein lechomim bepesach elam ken yesh lem hechshel lepesach. You only eat stuff on Pesach with the hechsher. And he says, gam bosu v'dogim, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down, ein lechom bepesach elam ken yesh lem hechshel lepesach. You need specific, not only that it's kosher, but it's kosher lepesach, even things that have no chomitz intrinsically in them, because you want to know for certain that the utensils that they were made in also have no concerns with Pesach. And likewise, he says, kamokein peros yaveshim, for dried fruits, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down, that you need to have certain knowledge that they're kosher lePesach if you're going to use them, because they're often made in tanurim, as we pointed out, that if they didn't have a kosher lePesach hechsher on them, so maybe there's a problem. And he brings down as well, ein lechol anything on Pesach in kein yesh lehem hechsher lePesach. You really need to have, where there could be any chashash whatsoever, you need to have stuff on Pesach that has a hechsher. That's the way a kosher yid always conducts himself. Now, the Ramah continues and he says, because we are chronim, daf lechatchila bevad yeshu zor shalo lahashu sukkar kandil shalonu belilu sukkar, even lechatchila, you shouldn't keep them over here where there's any chashash of chomets, and you should sell them. When we call makom, however, im ova v'hishol son, ein leser achapesach. It's not really chomesh ova l'sapesach, so if you didn't sell it, you can still use it, because there's so many sveikos over here, the yesh kama sveikos was there, and he says, ayin lechok Yaakov as well for further details. Now we continue the Ramah. He says, he says, the minog in the European communities, the Ashkenazic communities, the Ramah says, was not to eat saffron, karkom, negelech, or this tziporen, which is a certain type of spice as well. Miu, this is brought down from the name of the Mariel, which again, many Ashkenazic customs comes from. However, the Ramah adds, miu, ain osrim taruvosan, but if there's a taruvus of them, he says that that is acceptable. We'll explain this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, let's first look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol l'shosan mutter, even though we at the minute not to eat them, you're allowed to keep them. It's not chomish ovelos haPesach for certain. Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, what's this saffron, this karkom? Why is that a problem? Shemazayfin osam besolus lahamid mariso. They often would add flour to it to give it a better appearance. They came anichem of sor lachazar mariso. They would likewise add sourdough over here, real chomitz over here, in order to restore its appearance. And therefore, that's why it's a problem. Because of Achronim, Dav Karkom, Ogod, Lubaginas, Beisovin, Izabab, Bechomets, even privately owned Karkom in your own backyard, which you're certain doesn't have any flour in it, nor Gimbu Isim, and Imarasayin, since it wasn't common that people had this in their backyard, so even if you have it, you can't eat it because of Marasayin concerns, because people won't know that you had it grown privately. Shakakom, Inu Matsim, Indino Selu, it wasn't normal that people grew their own saffron. The Isbru, and anybody that sees you eating it, will assume, Shu Karkom, Abomim Rechokim, it's from other places, and there may have been flour attached to it. As opposed to other dried fruits, which if a person has his own private stock and he dries his own fruits, that already was more common. And therefore, nobody looking at you will say, you must have bought that from a place that mixed it with flour. They'll obviously know that you didn't mix it with flour. Because this was more common. The Jewish people made their own dried fruits over here. Furthermore, he says, he said that it was very common that they would go and soak their tobacco with beer, which is of course chametz in many places, and therefore you have to put your tobacco away for Pesach or make some sort of a clear demarcation from it that you shouldn't come to go and smoke it on Pesach, because as Dershu footnote 38 brings down, there's extra chumras over here with smoking tobacco. I would point out that according to many, if not most, if not all of the contemporary poskim today, smoking cigarettes is an isser in and of itself all year round, and certainly one should refrain from smoking l'chatchila if one doesn't smoke. That is a very important pikuach nefashos comment that I have to add. In any event, likewise, like karkom in places where there was a potential for a flour being added to it, has to be sold and put away. Because of chayodim adds, shekoch haretz ala umnim shosim snuf tabak, the chayodim checked out the people that made sniffing tobacco, the hainu sheshofim bechotim, that you insert it in your nose or you snuff it up in your nose, melachlichim apek tabak b'yayin nesach, they used to use yayin nesach for this, v'yadua sheyayin nesach osu b'hanor medina, and that's a real problem as well, it's osu b'hanor, and therefore v'imkein roi lioza lizor shelo lishof osu tabak af kol hashana, you can't use that sniffing tobacco all year long. V'nei kol zeh kosav chayodim izmano, that was the times of the chayodim, than the way it was prepared, he says, nowadays, Avalati Yeshlach Koretzal Umnim in Mosikain, is it still done in that same way? Then you can have this Negelach, this Tziporin, Mipnesh Shoron Osom Bimei Sa'orim, Kodim Shim Yavshin Osom. He brings up the Dov Gemurah Vava that they would soak it over here in barley water, and therefore that's the problem with that. We have one more Mishnah Berurah. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.